The 2026 Nebraska Sorghum Symposium and Annual Banquet is this Thursday. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting here today with Tracy Zink, who is the chairwoman for the Nebraska Sorghum Producers. And good morning, Tracy. How are you doing today?
Oh, good morning, Danielle. We're doing great. The sun's shining. No rain in our forecast, but things are good down here in Nebraska.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are preparing for a big day here coming up on this Thursday. You got quite the day planned for all of your sorghum producers, so fill us in.
We look forward to this all year long because it keeps growing and we keep bringing more and more quality speakers just with such a wide variety from production and research to the human consumption and livestock consumption. And it's just so exciting to hear everything about this commodity all together in one spot. And we're growing into the ethanol industry. And so on March 12th in Grand Island, Nebraska, we start at 10 a.m. and we'll run all the way through to 5 o'clock. We'll have a reception. But we are literally filling every minute of that day with some information about sorghum for production, for FSA programming. The checkoff will be there. We've got some legislation with our policy people coming from our national sorghum production group. So, you know, there's just something for everybody.
The Nebraska Sorghum Symposium and Annual Banquet, which, like you said, is on March 12th, which is this Thursday. But I've been looking at your schedule. You guys got a day packed full of some really great speakers. Fill us in there. What can attendees expect?
Well, we kick off the day with the Nebraska State Executive Director for the FSA, USDA Farm Service Agency. And talk about a dynamic woman. Hillary Miracle has really started moving the needle and is really supporting our county offices, and we're seeing some great things there. When we talk about production, we talk about research. And so we've got some of the leading industry on a panel, Dr. Brent Bean, Dr. Sarah Sexton Bowser, and our own UNL, James Schnabel. We'll all be there talking about current research, upcoming research, and how it's going to benefit the crop itself. We'll also have a fun segment where we'll have some of the new food products for human consumption during lunch. We'll be eating, but we'll also be hearing from the executive chef with a sorghum cooking demonstration. Then we jump into food and nutrition for cattle with the sorghum utilizing it in there. We jump to rural communities. Nothing's just about the crop. It's about the people that grow it as well. So Farm Rescue will be there to talk to us and share some of their information. And then exciting for me is the market development and how exports are growing. And we've talked a little bit about China being primary for sorghum, but your checkoff dollars have been working hard to grow those export opportunities. And so we'll meet with renewable fuels, which is the ethanol component. Samantha Redfern will be there with the U.S. grains and bioproducts. And then our own Zach Simon will be there to talk a little bit about everything from pet food to how we utilize sorghum in that industry. And then we kind of start to round up the day, and Governor Jim Pillen is going to hopefully field some questions after we've educated ourselves so thoroughly throughout the day.
You do have a banquet that's following that, so I'm sure there'll be a meal. Maybe just get us up to date on the details, you know, the time, where, when, and if you have to register.
You bet. We'd like you to register in advance so that we can make sure we have the right amounts of food available, but you can also register on site that morning. Our welcome begins at 10 a.m., and that's at the Raising Nebraska building, which is on our state fairgrounds. And then we'll have a reception that starts right around 5 p.m., where we'll go into our annual banquet. So that's what we're looking forward to on March 12th down in Grand Island. Check out NebraskaSorghum.org for the complete schedule and timelines, and we'd just love to see you down there.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.